All right, welcome back to Star Clear Radio. I am Jeffrey Seelman, and you're going to love my next guest. Craig Eugene, welcome to Star Clear Radio.
Thanks for having me on, Jeff.
You are a very talented man, and I would like to have you tell our audience exactly what you do.
Ooh, I do lots of things, man. You know, Jeff, it's like this. Unfortunately or fortunately, and sometimes I say unfortunately because my childhood wasn't an easy thing to go through. I was born with this little gift that, you know, I went through a good share of my childhood, well, all my childhood, and a good share of my adulthood without completely understanding exactly what it was that I had. And with that came problems with family. You know, I still get told at times, you know, from my mother to mind my own business. And it's not like I'm snooping on people. Things just kind of always seem to be there. Things seem to present themselves in front of me when I'm around different people. You know, and you and I have talked about a lot of this stuff. You know, one of the things that I remember as a child, and I don't recall exactly how old I was, but we lived in this little town, and it was little town in the Midwest where if you blinked, you missed the town. And there was a little creek that went through there. And I remember as a child, one of the things that my dad and I did was we went fishing. And I remember out there at this creek, bullhead fishing, and across on the other side in the cattails came this woman dancing through the cattails, and she just kind of stood there and smiled at me and waved at me. And I remember asking my dad who that was. And my dad looking at me like, who? Where? And, you know, I never completely understood why I saw or felt things that other people around me didn't see or feel. You know, you get to a certain point in your life where you start in school and my mouth was shut. I didn't say anything because at that point I knew that there was something different about me than the other people that I run around with. And I don't know, I went through some really tough phases in my life. The one thing that I always have had is a knack to read people. And, you know, I worked for corporate America for numerous years in the collections industry. And I remember sitting in a meeting one day with the big shots, and most of them came over and shook my hand and said that they were glad to meet me. And that, you know, they look at my numbers sometimes and said, you almost have to be psychic. Well, I almost fell out of my chair because at that point I realized that I really was. And it's not something that I was blasting around out there in the world. Hey, my name's Craig Eugene and I'm a psychic. No, I was scared of it and scared that I was going to be scrutinized for my gift or my ability, however you want to look at it. Since that, a lot of things have changed in my life. Number one, because of the economy, I've been laid off. I'm no longer working corporate America, and this is what I do for a full-time job. I absolutely love what I do. You know, unlike prior jobs, this really isn't a job. It's actually an adventure. And I've had the pleasure of meeting a lot of people. I talked to numerous people from all over the world. You know, thank God for Skype and the ability to connect with people, not just here in the United States, but overseas. And I love the aspect of Reiki, the healing aspect of it all. And I think that something that we all should at some point explore a little bit, our spiritual side. And, you know, we've come a long ways in this industry from back in the 50s and 60s when we were a circus sidekick.
I have a little confession to make to the audience out there that when I have psychic questions, I call Craig. And so I've been really impressed. Do you find that the more you exercise your psychic ability, that the stronger you get psychically, or the do you get more psychic?
I don't know if you can get more psychic. I think that, here's what I think. I think that everybody that walks the face of the earth has the ability to do some of the things that I do. I really believe that. I think that we're all given a toolbox, and it's our choice to open that toolbox and pull those tools out. So I think that as time, just like exercising, you know, you get stronger, your body gets stronger, and I think that our connections get stronger. We become more open to things that are going on around us. We become more aware.
Without getting or giving away too many secrets, I want you to do that, Craig. How do you go about when somebody calls you or emails you or Skype? What is the procedure for getting a psychic reading from you?
Well, on my website, craigeugene.com, I mean, you can schedule an appointment. I do have what I guess I would call pretty open office hours, being pretty much 14, 15 hours a day. From the point that I realized that I have an appointment, and it's kind of ironic because most of the time when that email comes or that phone call comes with an appointment, things are already starting to flow towards me in regards to the person. And, you know, I compare, and this might be a kind of a far out there comparison, but several years ago, I was at the amusement park, Hershey Park, with my son, and he was just overwhelmed with the bumper cars. And it got to the point where you literally, when the ride was over, had to go in there and grab him and pull him out because he did not want to leave. And we were standing there watching the bumper cars one night as the, and it was starting to get dark, and the old sparks fly from the top and the bottom. And if you really think of the makeup of the human body and the energy that flows through us, in a lot of ways we're similar to a bumper car. And if you take that concept and then you throw in a phone line or a computer, that is really, I mean, it's the energy that we use to connect. Does that make sense?
It does. It really does. Now, you also do Reiki, and I know so little about Reiki, Craig. Could you explain to the StarClear Radio listeners and anybody out there just what Reiki is from your perspective and how you can help them with Reiki?
Well, Reiki has been around for a long time, a lot longer than I have, and it is something that I absolutely enjoy. Reiki really is a Japanese technique that was used for stress reduction and relaxation, but so much more has been learned about Reiki over the years. Reiki, in quotation marks, claim it to be life force energy. And really, it is. I don't claim to be this powerful person that has all this energy that I can use to heal people with. But when we tap into the universal energy and really use it for what it's supposed to be used for in the proper way. I mean, Reiki can be absolutely astounding in some of the things that happen. Reiki doesn't just treat one thing. Really, Reiki treats the whole person. And by that, I mean body, emotions, mind, spirit. And not only is Reiki very relaxing, but Reiki kind of puts this little bit of, I call it juju, into you, to where you really don't have a choice but to make some positive changes in your life. Through the years, my Reiki practice is probably one of the biggest enjoyments that I have. I have found that, as crazy as this might sound, when I'm talking to somebody, and in order to get a Reiki treatment, you don't necessarily have to be in my office on my Reiki table. I have performed Reiki on people in different countries, and it's a little bit of everything, Jeff. I think it's a little bit of astral travel in there. I think that there's a little bit of a lot of visualization, and you know, it's all about energy. It really is. The whole universe is about energy. But so many wonderful things have come about with over the course of the last 5-6 years with Reiki. For one thing, a lot of the medical profession is starting to recognize Reiki because it does promote healing, and it can be very, very beneficial for somebody that's looking at having surgery. It can actually speed up your recovery and speed up the healing. Reiki has also been shown to be effective in healing of broken bones, and it doesn't cure cancer, but it does relieve some of the pain, and it also reduces some of the inflammation in the body. So there's a lot of things that Reiki can be used to do.
Craig, you help people from all over the world, and I wanted to know, do you do this by yourself and tap into the universal energy, or do you have spirit guides that either assist you or help you with this?
It's a partnership, Jeff. I mean, it really is. And without my guides, I couldn't do what I do. And I would like to think that without me, they couldn't do what they do. My guides, and one guide in particular, has been with me pretty much as far back as I can remember. I do have different guides that come for different things, as crazy as that may sound. Especially with the healing aspect of things, mm-hmm. I do have different guides that come into play. And, you know, it's... I'm kind of leery of even saying this, but, you know, one of the things that I was taught in Reiki, and Reiki for me has changed over the course of the last 10 years, because just like going to college or high school or vocational school, whatever it is you chose to do, as you get out into the field and start to do things, you find different things to pull into that. I've studied a lot of different areas of healing, and it's something that I take a real interest in, because to me, it's not a joke. Nothing that I do is a joke. And I want to be the best that I can be in regards to some of the things that I do. And I think that to say that I do traditional UC Reiki would probably not be a safe statement to make. I think that other things have been incorporated into that over the course of the last few years. You know, I literally, Jeff, when I'm communicating with somebody and I'm doing a healing, I literally feel like I'm part of that person. And I see things in color. I can find those little spots that are giving people problems. And with that, I've also found ways to remove blockages. I have found ways to help people. A lot of times, you know, just like going to the chiropractor, and because our back's out of whack, we need to have our chakras aligned. And sometimes they get sluggish and they're not spinning correctly. Or I have even seen them where they're spinning backwards. And it's really, it's a tune-up. It really is. I mean, it's no different than taking your car to the mechanic and having spark plugs put in it.
So you're able to help a person balance out their chakras?
Yes.
Wow. That is profound. Can you, well, what kind of callers and what kind of people do you get who need your help?
I deal with a little bit of everybody, to be real honest with you. I mean, I've dealt from, you know, the average housewife to the businessman. I've dealt with professional athletes. I talk to a little bit of everybody. I don't think that there's a particular type of person that I can help or that I've talked to over the course of the last 15 years.
Do you feel energized after working with an individual, or do you feel drained of energy?
It depends. I think that sometimes we run into that energetic type of thing. I have in the past had problems where I've had a difficult issue to deal with a client, where it's left me feeling emotionally and physically drained. But no, for the most part, Jeff, I find that when I take care of myself, which we all go through things, we all go through illnesses and whatnot, and surgeries, et cetera, et cetera. I do not do healings. I do not do readings on those days. When I have a cold, and if I get to the point where I need to take cold medicine, I do not read. That's a day off for me.
Lots of different people, even psychics, are talking about changes that the human race and individuals are going through on a psychic level. Do you think this is happening?
I definitely believe it's happening, Jeff. You know, several months ago, and one of the things that I would like everybody to do that listens to me, whether it be on a radio show or a client that I talk to, is sign up for my monthly newsletter. And I don't remember exactly what month it was, but you know, I was sitting and thinking about all the changes and some of the things that were going on with Mother Earth. And, you know, I really believe that the universe is going through a rebirthing. I believe that really, if you go back to 9/11, and probably this year more than any year really stands out, just because we've went through so many astrological aspects the last 12 months, number one. Number two, you throw into it all the things that's happened with the universe. I mean, we're in the middle of, well, I shouldn't say the middle, but we're the first week in December, and, you know, we're still in the 50s, and we've seen the 60s. Typically, we'd have snow on the ground. We've had earthquakes in places that don't have earthquakes. We just had a devastating hurricane hit the East Coast. So, yeah, I think that Mother Nature is fighting back. I also think that people are more open to things now than they ever have been at any point in their lives. And to be real honest with you, Jeff, as I preach about on my Saturday morning show, it's time for us to get off our butts and really do something. We need to stand up for what's right, because what's right is not out there anymore. You know, the old saying, it's broken, and it needs to be fixed. It really does. We need to get back to some of the things that we used to do. We need to be more concerned about people and less concerned about what we have and staying up with the Joneses. We need to get back to caring about individuals and get out and actually, you know, show a little of that stuff called love. And there's nothing wrong with helping somebody. There's nothing wrong with lending someone a hand. Let your kids back out. Put your damn computers and your cell phones away for a day and just have a day with nature. You know, how many people can really do that without texting?
As a professional psychic, how do you feel about some of the people who are saying that a lot of negative things are going to happen either this year or next year?
I don't buy into that. I don't buy into the end of the world. You know, I joke about it on Saturday mornings on Odds and Ends, but nah, I don't buy into it, man. Do I think that in maybe some ways the end of the world is coming? Yeah. Maybe in some ways a new life, a new birthing, new aspects, definitely. Because we can't continue on the way we have. The world's changing, and we need to change.
Craig, what is the driving force that brings you to want to help people around the world?
Well, the one misconception of most people, it's certainly not money. You know, I've worked many a job that paid me a whole lot more than this pays me. I really love people, Jeff. I really do. And I want to help people. And I think that if we can change one person's outlook a day, we've come a long ways. If I can help one person overcome pain and suffering, you know, that goes a long ways, because it's not just one person's life I'm touching. By touching one person's lives, we change a lot of people's lives out there. And I don't know. It's certainly not a power trip. That's for sure. I don't have an ego, because I mean it's pretty much been knocked down over the course of the years in this business. And the one thing that I will say is, the one thing, if there's one thing I could make happen in this business, in this profession, is for us to actually all come together and be on similar page, at least. There's millions of people in the world, and we don't need to be amongst us fighting and bickering back and forth. We all have different ideas. No two people out there do the same thing. No two people out there read the exact same way. We all have our techniques. We all have the thing that works for us. And hey, why not spread a little love and light through the day?
Craig, you have an established international service. What would you say to people who want to break into the psychic reading, Reiki, and just helping people through these different energy techniques? What would you say to people who want to get involved in this?
Well, I think that it would be a really good idea for that person to call somebody that's in this business and have a very serious talk about it. I really believe, Jeff, that there's a lot of people, and probably more so right now than there has been at any point, stepping into this business. Doesn't necessarily mean that they're supposed to be in the business. And just because we have a gift doesn't necessarily mean that we should be giving advice. I really believe that not everybody is suited for this business, no more than everybody's suited for yours.
I can understand that. Do you believe that everybody has some psychic ability? And if so, what is psychic ability? I thought I'd throw you a tough question here.
Yeah, that's really not a curveball for me. Yeah, I do. I think that we are all born with a toolbox. And I think that, you know, we as humans limit ourselves in what we can do. I think that if we can really dream it, we can live it. That might sound crazy, but I do believe that. To me, Jeff's psychic ability is the ability to tap into the universal energy. It's the ability to have communication with spirit guides. But, hey, the average person can also have that communication with spirit guides. The problem is that we don't quiet ourselves or take the time to listen.
Here's another tough one, because I know you can handle it. You get interviewed all the time on the radio. It seems to me that different psychics have different kinds of talents. I'm not a psychic reader. I do get impressions of people's energy fields, but why is it, from your perspective, that people have these different kinds of talents?
I don't know. I think that it's no different than a doctor. I mean, I wouldn't go see a foot doctor for a nose problem, nor would I see a nose doctor for a back problem. And I think that as we're in this business longer and as we become more open to the things that we do and we take care of ourselves and, you know, we're in school every day. And is school ever really open? You know, when's recess? So we're continuing to learn as we walk through life. And I believe that some of the lessons that I have been handed over the course of the last 10 years have been totally spiritual related, totally, most of them business related. And I think that, you know, just like being a doctor, you know, as we're in this business, the longer we're in this business and the more we practice, and I hate to use that word practice, but is that really not what it is in some ways? I think that we climb up that ladder, and I think that we become more open and more able and more vast in our knowledge. And more able to help a wide variety of people in all areas.
Craig, do you help people around the world who own businesses?
In regards to psychic stuff, yeah.
Yes.
Definitely.
You do?
Yes.
I noticed that businesses, you know, some are doing okay and some are not. It's a livelihood thing. How can you help people that own businesses?
Well, first of all, Jeff, I think that we can all use that psychic advice. Sometimes, just like you and I mean, we need that little smack up alongside the head to be put in the right direction. And I think that sometimes businesses can be very one-laned and one-tracked. I think that in today's economy that people need to be a little bit more open to change. Nobody likes change, but it's something that we all have to go through at some point. You know, I think that I'm very good at grasping things that are going on in businesses. just like I am at grasping what's going on in somebody's life. Although I will say this, you know, there's things that go on sometimes in the business and in the personal business, personal lives that are beyond my help. And that's why, you know, we have people like you around.
Yeah, and people like you, you know, as I mentioned earlier in the program, that when I run into trouble, I call Craig because I don't have all the answers. And you've really helped me a lot, hugely, with your talents and your abilities that are just clearly there. You know, you're a first-rate psychic, in my opinion. And I'd like to know, you're a very multi-talented psychic. Can you tell my listeners the services that you provide?
I do a little bit of everything, Jeff. You know, as we talked about the psychic aspect of it, the psychic reading portion of it, I also do a lot of healing work through Reiki. I teach Reiki level 1 through 3 and master. I have a psychic mentoring course that I offer. I have a cord cutting that I offer that I chuckle as I say that because I just actually did a cord cutting on a client a couple days ago, and you know, I just heard from him for the first time today, and I was like, wow, they're not fun. They don't bother me, but it's sometimes we get stuck in that energy of somebody else and we get sucked dry, and we need to have some help in order to detach and move forward in our lives. And one of the things that I really enjoy doing, as silly as this may sound, is radio. And I offer a radio mentoring course.
Oh, how interesting. And would these be people who are just interested in starting like a radio show? Or do you deal with people who are psychic who want to get involved in the radio shows?
I would deal with anybody, Jeff. I think that we all have things sometimes that we want to put out there. And with the big opening in the internet, radio today has become huge. And there's all kinds of shows out there from, you know, Rush Limbaugh all the way down to Craig Eugene.
I think it's the wave of the future, too. I really do. Can you explain to my listeners exactly what cord cutting is?
Yeah. Cord cuttings is one of these things that happens, and if you really think about it, I mean, when we are born, we have a cord attached to us. And, you know, what's one of the first things that happen when we come out of our mother's womb is they cut the cord. And unfortunately, as we go through life and we become attached to different people, and this typically happens when we come into a relationship where one party is maybe more needy than the other, or one party is more giving than the other. I'm a firm believer that there's no such thing as a 50-50 relationship. Everything should be 100-100. But that's very rare in relationships. So typically what happens in these relationships is when we go our separate ways, one party will find that they are emotionally and physically drained. And through the courting in that relationship, one person becomes the weaker of the two. One becomes very dominant. And the reason that they become very dominant is because they're literally sucking the life, the energy, out of the other person. So what ends up happening when we break up, not only are we heartbroken, which is normal stuff, but we don't seem like we can move on. And that drain is still there. And, you know, I have have done a lot of cord cutting over the last few years. I've seen them, Jeff, from a simple little one cord running from one person to the other to what looks like tree roots wrapped around the other person.
That's really fascinating. Do you think everybody has these kinds of problems? What percentage of the population of our world has these energy cords?
Oh, you know, I've dealt with people that I've seen where you run into the multiple cords where they've, you know, the old saying, you know, you jump from the frying pan into the fire, and some people just can't be alone. So they move from relationship to relationship to relationship. And you run into, in those types of situations, you run into multiple cording. I mean, it doesn't just involve one person. It's almost like pulling up a family tree. It's like, holy camoly. And so, yeah, I think that anybody that's out there that has been in a relationship that has walked away from that relationship or been pushed out of it and for whatever reasons feel stuck and unable to move on, or you feel like you're worn out, you know, you don't seem like you can get over the fact that you have just broke up and you still feel that attachment to that person. A lot of people will feel anxiety. Some people go through emotional ups and downs, almost like riding a roller coaster.
Do you work with people's auras?
A little bit. It is one of the things that we touch briefly on in Reiki, but not extensively, Jeff.
I'd like your take on the energy fields of a person. Just what is around each one of us?
Oh, there's a lot. And, you know, in fact, in my Reiki Level 1 class, as strange as this may sound, I mean, I use the wire hangers and, you know, walk towards the person with the hangers going out and showing them how their energy and their energy field works, because part of Reiki is also protecting ourselves. And I think that a good example of somebody invading your energy is standing in the at the grocery store in line, and all at once you feel someone behind you, and you turn around, and there stands this grumpy old lady with her hands wrapped around the cart waiting for you to get out of her way. And what happened was she just stepped into your energy field. She just invaded your space.
And then there's some negative energy transferred?
There can be. If we don't take care of ourselves, yeah.
Craig, it seems to me, and correct me if you think I'm wrong, that right now that the world seems we're just not gelling together as individuals, and people are afraid economically, spiritually, emotionally. How can you help them?
Oh, Jeff, you know, I think that we get fearful for lots of reasons, and fear is just a misunderstanding or a misconception. A lot of times fear comes from our childhood. Fear comes from past lives. Fear comes from being pushed in and out of relationships. And I believe that we all have these little tapes that play in our head. And, you know, some of us, I call them whispers. We get those little voices that, you know, you're not good enough, you're not adequate, this will never work, who do you think you are, type of stuff going on. Most of us shrug it off, but there's people out there that actually listen to all that and take it in. And I think that through that, our self-esteem goes down. So how do we get back some of that? I think it's through spiritual healing. I think it's through taking care of ourselves physically, taking care of ourselves mentally. We should always be learning. Our brain should be open. Our mind should be open to new things. One of the biggest things people don't like is change. And, you know, we get stuck. And when we get stuck, things stop happening.
And it's interesting because that, what you just said, kind of stuck in my mind about change. That was really, really profound, that people don't like change. And my first thought was, I felt almost offensive, I really like change. And I thought, no, I don't. I'm thinking, no, actually, I kind of like things where they are. You know, I rarely move things around my office. Everything is kind of where I want it. And why is it, do you think, that people don't like change?
We get comfortable. You know, I mean, if you really think about it, it's kind of like that old rocking chair that you have. It looks like crap. You sit on it, and the springs kind of are there in your butt a little bit. And when you lean back, it creaks. But it just kind of feels good, you know. But wouldn't that new recliner be a lot better? And I think that we get so used to things that go on around us that we almost become blind to them. And I think that that's what's happened with us. We've become like robots, you know. We get up in the morning, we shower. Us men, we shave, you know. The women put on their makeup, and then we're in a hurry to get in the car and off to work. Well, by the end of the day, we go home, and now what? We got to pick up after the kids, and it's time to sit down and eat. And what do? While we're eating, we throw the news on. What's in the news? Nothing good. So we're open to the negative stuff, but we're never open to making those positive changes in our lives.
Craig, here's a question that I get from clients and listeners of Star Clear Radio a lot. So I'm going to ask you directly, because you're kind of a direct guy. Do you believe in life after death?
Definitely. How can I not? You know, and I'll give you an example of that, Jeff. You know, I remember when I first started doing radio, and all at once I was thrown into the mix of some of the ghost hunters, and I'm listening to some of this stuff, and I'm like, wow, they're like really out there. And then, I don't know, it hit me one day that who am I to judge these guys that are out hunting spirits and trying to communicate with them when I sit and talk to spirit guides all day long. And not only that, but, you know, I have no doubt that in reincarnation, I have no doubt in past lives. And I've had numerous past life regressions done on me. Well, that right there has to prove something.
Craig, what kind of people call you? Is it just a huge wide variety or specific groups of people that have specific kinds of problems?
You know, when I first got in this business, Jeff, I worked on an 800 line. I'm still there, not like I used to be. And I would say that 99.9% of my callers at that point were looking for love or had just gotten out of a relationship or went through a breakup and was wanting to know if Tommy or Susie was coming back. Today, I would say that that has greatly diminished, and I think that real life questions have taken the forefront in that area. You know, a lot of people looking for jobs, wanting to know when they're going to find work. A lot of people have lost a lot over the last 5 years. You know, people have lost homes. A lot of devastation out there in the world right now. And I think people are looking for direction more than anything else.
Yes. Yeah, I can agree with that. Take us on a general call. When somebody Skypes you, because you are international in your service, if somebody Skypes you or calls you on the telephone or emails you, what is the procedure that you go through? Say I want a psychic reading. What do I have to do to get one from you?
Well, typically, I would prefer the person go to my website, which is CraigEugene.com, and I have a automatic scheduler there where people can choose the service that they're looking for. If they're looking for a psychic reading, they can choose the length of time and actually set the time. And I get notification. If someone emails me or if they call and leave a message, I don't have a secretary. I mean, I'm a one-man band, and for several reasons, and probably the biggest one is confidentiality. I don't go around talking about the stuff that I do during the day, and, you know, I do answer my own emails. I return phone calls, but that's typically how it starts, Jeff, is through an appointment set up through BookFresh.
So clients or potential clients from around the world can schedule right on your website?
Yes, Jeff. I have a service called through BookFresh where they can schedule an appointment whenever they want and out as far as they want, pretty much.
24 hours a day?
Well, I'm not available 24, but I mean, I have what I call office hours, which are pretty much 8 to 8 Eastern Standard Time.
But they can schedule with you 24 hours a day on the website by going on your site?
They sure can.
That's really... that's going to come in handy. What would you like to do in the future? I mean, you know, you have this established business, yes, but where is Craig Eugene going?
Hopefully on vacation here soon. I've been a while. Had one of those. Jeff, you know, you run into a lot of people in the business that are looking for that fame and fortune. I don't want that. I really don't. I think that I'm maybe comfortable where I'm at and with what I do. It doesn't mean that at some point I'm not going to expand my services or that I've stopped learning in regards to how I can help people. But no, I don't want to be a TV show. I don't, you know, my 60 minutes of fame is Wednesday nights doing Insights Radio and bringing on different guests and talking about some of this stuff. I just, you know, I do see a book in my future, somewhere down the road. I have a lot to share, and I would really like to put it out there. But I'm happy where I'm at. I really am. I'm happy with the way my business is going. You know, I like I said, I do a weekly show. All those shows get posted over on YouTube for everybody to look at and listen to. And I don't know. I'm okay with being Craig Eugene for the first time in, you know, 50 years.
Well, that's fantastic. And do you get calls from people who, you know, want you to teach them how to be a psychic reader?
Definitely. I will say that aspect or that portion of my business has changed a little bit. Over the course of the last few years, because I've learned some things. And again, I don't feel that stepping into this business is right for anybody, no more than everybody can be a surgeon. You know, not everybody can do a heart transplant. And I think that sometimes people grasp at things and get into things for the wrong reasons. So I will say this, I do an interview. prior to someone signing up for that class.
Oh, so just to make sure that they're right for the class?
Yeah, that they're right for the class and that I'm right for them. You know, that's the thing in this business. And with there being the wide range of people out there in this business, and with the, I don't believe that, although I can probably say I can count them on one hand, I don't connect with everybody. And, you know, not everybody connects with me. And I don't know what it's like in your business, but in mine, if I have no connection, there's no psychic reading, and I don't throw fluff out there. So, you know, I refund your money and we both go our merry way.
In your psychic work, do you run into anything negative?
Let me ask you this, because that's kind of a wide open question. Negative in regards to the people that I deal with, or negative in regards to emotional energy around there?
Negative in regards to emotional energy or negative spirits.
Definitely.
Definitely. What do you do about that? How do you handle that?
Not a lot of that has happened, and I'm going to knock on wood on that one. Jeff, I go to great extent to make sure that I'm protected before I take a call, even meditating. You know, I used to, and several years back, used the one thing that a lot of people seem to use is putting that bubble, that white light around them, or golden light around them. Do I think that works? Sure, I do. You know, but this might be a rude comparison. I mean, do condoms work? Sure they do. Do they break? Definitely. And the one thing that I find in this business is that when we step into somebody else's energy or pull somebody else's energy towards us, whether that's from the universe or another human being, I want to make sure that I am protected. And, you know, I'm going to throw this plug out there. Thanks to Jeffrey Silman, I know how to do that today.
Wow. Hey, thanks, Craig. Really do appreciate that. You do a lot of radio, and you're really one of the most grounded psychics that I've ever come across. How do you stay grounded?
Well, you know, I'm not always grounded, but I like to. I find life's a lot easier when I am. You know, one of the things, and people laugh at me when I tell them this, but you know, I'm very grateful for the outside help that I have, and one thing that I never forget. And I can honestly say this, at the end of the day, when my head hits the pillow, two things happen. Number one is I'm validating and verifying that my protection is up. And number two is I'm thanking my guides in the universe for getting me through another day and for the assistance that they gave me. In the morning, I go through a little ritual when I come out. I mean, I do the things that most people do. And then it's get a pot of coffee going, and I come out, I light myself a stick of incense, and I sit down, and I make myself get quiet, and I meditate. And that meditation for me is like heaven on earth. I mean, it really is. And I can say that there's been times in my life when I haven't done that. And, you can go a couple days, but I tell you, you hit about that third day, things get to be a little rough. So, you know, I find that that works for me. And I also make sure that my protection is up there. You know, I go through some really different weird types of things, especially this time of year. And as crazy as it sounds, if I'm talking to somebody that has a cold, first thing I do is pull a tissue out of my little Kleenex box here, and I wrap it around my mic, or if I'm on the phone, wrap it around the phone, and visualize that as being a shield between me and that person, because I swear to God, I have caught colds or flu from people I've dealt with.
How interesting. Do you get a lot of feedback from clients after you've helped them?
I get emails just about every day, Jeff, from clients. You know, I had one yesterday from a lady that I read for about 3 months ago that wasn't particularly happy with me when we got done with the phone call. But, you know, she wrote me and told me that I was right on the money in regards to everything, and that everything had came out just the way I said it was going to. So, yeah, I get the emails. I also get some emails sometimes that aren't too nice. Most of them come from my radio shows that I do.
I talked about this a little bit earlier, but I'd just like to talk about it a little bit more. There's so much uncertainty in our world right now. Everybody is just, you know, kind of wondering, what next? What's going on? You know, where is this all going? What would you say to these people?
Keep their heads up. I mean, Jeff, number one, I don't see the world ending. Number two, I think that we're going through a lot of changes in the human race. I think that we need to get back to some of the basics. And by that, I mean really taking care of ourselves in an emotional way, in a physical way, and in a mental way. You know as well as I do that when we're not firing on all those cylinders, things start to happen and things start to spiral, and it's a downhill. Not a fun ride sometimes. So that's probably the important thing. I think the other thing that we need to start doing is more communication, and we need to shut the damn news off. We need to shut the computers off, and we need to get back to that not texting. Nothing makes me madder than going to a restaurant and sitting, and the people next to you are gibbering on their cell phones. You know, I have a friend that every once in a while we'll go grab a sandwich or something for lunch, and he'll sit through the whole meal texting and talking on his cell phone. And I'm like, wow, that was a lot of fun. We've lost that art of communication. And through that art of communication, we've thrown away the whole thing. I mean, we don't really know what's going on. We rely on CBS, NBC, Fox, CNN. And I believe that depending on what political side of the fence you're on, you know, probably depends on what news source you watch. I don't watch any of them.
Well, you're certainly a delightfully opinionated person. And so since you went there, I'm going to ask you that, because I feel like that too. What's going on with the news these days? You know, when I was growing up, you know, half an hour, it was done, and then we're on to our television shows, and now we have this stuff going on. It seems like they're at war with each other, and they're trying to drive us apart.
Here's the thing I don't understand, Jeff, and this is one reason that I'm grateful that I can't sing, dance, or act. Who the hell would want to? I mean, you all at once get thrown into this tunnel where you're supposed to have the perfect life, and God forbid you blow your nose in public because they're right there taking pictures of it, and then it becomes a news story, or you go through a divorce. Wake up. I mean, everybody goes through those issues. Not everybody's getting a divorce, but we all have arguments. We all have disagreements. Who cares? Who cares what the stars are doing? I mean, they're there to entertain us, not to be our mentors or someone to look up to. I think that's where we went wrong. You look at some of these professional football players, basketball players, and we set them up on a pedestal. You know, oh, he's the best running back in the country. Who cares? Because the minute you put that person on a pedestal and he starts to believe he's standing there, he's only got one way to go, and that's down. And usually that's what ends up happening.
The medical profession is beginning to take a look at these wonderful alternatives that really do help with healing. Where do you think this is going to go?
Jeff, I think that there is so much out there that we have not even come close to touching yet. The one thing that really saddens me, and probably something I don't talk a lot about, but if you really look at what we did to the Indians and some of the beautiful things that they have to share with us and some of the fantastic healing that they have lost because of modern medicine. You know, I think that the biggest problem that we have with medicine today is it's too easy to write a prescription. You know, everybody's on an antibiotic. You go to the grocery store, you buy dish soap, what, antibiotic. Hand soap, antibiotic. You know, I remember when I worked in the office, we had these little pump bottles sitting all over the place, you know, with the rub your hands and wipe your hands off with this when you touch the filing cabinet. Well, the problem is that our bodies have gotten so used to that we're no longer, the natural body is no longer able to fight off some of this stuff that's going around out there. We need to get back to some of that.
Gosh, I noticed also they're certainly prescribing huge amounts of antidepressants. And I'm not an expert on this, and I'm not saying that there are people out there who don't need it, but it just seems to me, from my perspective, that I don't know how a pill can make somebody happy unless there's some kind of, you know, clear chemical imbalance. Do you think that they're overprescribing antidepressants?
Definitely. Definitely. I mean, that seems to be the answer to everything today. And they're not the cure-all either. I mean, along with them come all kinds of problems. And, you know, the problem is that the answer, and the answer has been for some time, is there's a pill. You can always, there's a pill for everything. There's a pill to make you happy. There's a pill to make you tired at night so you sleep. There's a pill to perk you up in the morning to get you going. And, you know, what have we done to ourselves?
If you had one or two things to tell my Star Clear listeners, what would it be? What kind of general advice to get through the day?
Don't give up. You know, I think that we sometimes give up way too easy, but also at the same time, the one thing that I've learned the hard way in life is pick your battles. You know what, not everything out there is worth fighting for. And I think that there's a lot of people stuck in situations that they don't want to be in today. I would never tell anybody to just, you know, walk in their office and tell their boss where they can go and how to get there unless they have something else going on. But when we're in those uncomfortable positions where nothing seems to be going right, it's really easy to start pointing our fingers at everything and everybody else. We need to take some time and really step back and really look at what part we're playing in it and really look at what we can do to better ourselves and, you know, take a little time, get back to some of the basic family stuff, friends, get to know your neighbors. And get rid of your cell phones.
Once again, can you tell my Star Clear listeners and everyone listening out there about your services and how they can get a hold of you.
Yep, the best way to get a hold of me is to go to www.craigeugene.com, and I have a fantastic website there. At the top of the website is all my media stuff, which will take you to my Facebook page, my Twitter, YouTube, also an opportunity there to sign up for my monthly newsletter and, you know, explore, look around. I have a little bit of everything.
Craig, thanks a lot for being on Star Clear Radio. I really appreciate it and like to have you on again.
Well, I would love to come back, Jeff, and thank you for having me on.
My guest today on Star Clear Radio was psychic Craig Eugene. Thanks a lot for listening. Thanks, Craig.
Thanks, Jeff.